بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله والله إني لأحبك فقال انظر ماذا تقول قال والله إني لأحبك ثلاث مرات فقال إن كنت تحبني فأعد للفقر تجفافا فإن الفقر أسرع إلى من يحبني من السير إلى منتهى رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. As Abdullah bin Muwaffal رضي الله عنه says that a man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, Ya Rasulullah, I take a qasam in Allah that I love you. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم tells him, think carefully what you are saying. So he repeats, he says, by Allah, I love you. He said it three times. By Allah, I love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, if you really love me, then prepare a shield against poverty. فَاعِدَّ لِلْفَقْرِ تَجْفَافَ Prepare yourself with a shield against poverty. فَإِنَّ الْفَقْرَ أَسْرَعُ إِلَى مَنْ يُحِبُّنِي مِنَ السَّيْرِ إِلَى مُنْتَهَى Because poverty comes more swiftly and quickly to that person who loves me than flood that reaches its end. More than flood, or quicker than flood reaching its end, quicker than that will be poverty coming to that person who loves me. What is the meaning of this hadith? That a person who really loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will detach himself from the dunya. The love of the dunya will not engulf his heart. And he'll opt to live a simple life. And he, in living a simple life, he will not amass wealth, he will not have greed, he won't develop love for dunya to such an extent that now it takes him away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, a person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will definitely go through various trials and test, especially poverty. Poverty will come very quickly to him. So it should not happen that now when he's experiencing poverty, now he begins to complain. Because this is the life that Rasulullah himself chose. A life of poverty, a life of simplicity. Rasulullah, if he wished, he would have had the whole mountain of gold and silver for him. But he said, no, I will eat one day and I will make shukr, and one day I will starve and I will make sabr. So this is the meaning of this hadith, that a person does not become excessively involved in dunya because he has detached himself, he has applied zuhud, and he has broken himself from the dunya. So it is as though now he is going to prepare a shield against poverty, and he'll be able to endure. Like in the battlefield, a soldier, he is wearing a shield, he's got an armor, or he's protecting himself from a shield, from the arrows of the enemy. Just like that, poverty will be shooting its rays, its arrows upon this person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now he must be able to enjoy it. وَعَنْ كَعْبِ بْنِ مَالِكٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ أُرْسِلَا فِي غَنَمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا مِنْ حِرْصِ الْمَرْءِ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَشَرَفِ لِدِينِهِ رَوَاهُ الترمذي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ mentioned that two hungry wolves, are we able to picture this? Two hungry wolves set upon, or they are let loose upon a flock of sheep. They will not cause more harm. They will not cause more harm than the greed a person has for wealth and for honor and fame that he does to his deen. The harm a person does to his deen because of his greed for wealth and his greed for name and fame is worse than the harm and the destruction when two hungry wolves, not wolves that were full, they were left hungry for some days and now they are let loose and they are put into a pen of sheep, and we know what destruction they will cause. But worse than this is when a man is greedy for wealth and is greedy for name and fame. that this harm that is done now to his deen is worse than the harm done that the two wolves do to a hungry, to a flock of sheep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Again, accumulating, amassing wealth, hoarding wealth, having greed for wealth, such that the heart becomes so consumed with just attaining more and more and more and more dunya, and we become oblivious of akhirat and a real ultimate purpose and goal in this life. This is not good. Now, what is necessity? What is necessary for our life? That we have to accumulate and we have to attain in a halal way. And of course, not forgetting the needy, the poor, the weak, the orphans. And all these things are for the sake of the akhirat. And that is our ultimate goal. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Allahumma. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.